DW.
To get an understanding of what the situation is like within the European Union, I spoke to Franziska Achterberg, a campaigner for Greenpeace in the European Union.
Well, considering the fact that these pesticides that farmers use to combat pests and fungi are used so widely, they are all across the environment. They're in our food, they're in our bodies, they're everywhere. And I don't think we can underestimate the impact that has and on the environment and on our health.
We have bio markets and we have, you know, the contemporary markets. We have a bio corner. But what about if we don't go for bio corner? How can we be sure that the food that we eat is safe for us?
Well, if you consider conventional food, I mean, not from organic production, I think the recent results from European testing carried out by the European Food Safety Authority is that 50% of the foodstuff they tested has residues of pesticides. So that's your number. You have to be aware that detectable levels of pesticides are in 50% of the food that you might come across. So if you don't want any residues or you want much fewer residues, you have to go for organic.
We have to go for organic, but organic food is certainly more expensive. Now, what does this mean for the people who actually rely more on the ordinary foods that are not bio?
Well, in essence, if you have residues of pesticides on food, you cannot be certain that food is safe to eat. Even if regulators like to tell us that all that is below the safe limits that they have set based on studies and it's all good for us. The reason we don't buy into that concept of safe levels is twofold. One is that the food contains residues of several pesticides at once. So there's a multitude of pesticides used on one, apple, for example, and you will find several pesticides that are not tested together. So the safety of that mix has never been tested. And the second reason is that really those safe levels are based on certain studies, and then it depends what you look for. So if you carry out another study, you might find a much different safe level. And honestly, it's very unlikely that these safe levels can be set.
Let's narrow it down to a country like Germany, of course, which also is very keen in seeing that the usage of pesticides in farming or agriculture is rather minimized and that even the pesticides that are used are relatively safe. What's the situation like vis-a-vis the rest of the world?
In Europe, we just don't see a reduction in pesticide use. I mean, this is a stated aim of European legislation, but it's not happening. Pesticide use continues to run high.
Now, you talk about not seeing these use of pesticides stopping or reducing anytime soon. So how big is the threat to humanity as well as our environment?
Well, we urge governments to put in place the policies and farmers also to find ways to reduce massively the use of pesticides and to phase it out. The reason being that really the way that our landscapes, that our environment is now laced, you know, with pesticides, with these chemicals that really have been, you know, man-made and come to be quite recently, that they have not co-evolved with nature. They're toxic substances that are in nature, but, you know, we're kind of used to those. But all these new chemicals that are out there, for the past decades, really, I think neither our environment nor us as people, we can deal with very well. We have to find a way of getting away from them. DW.